Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grinder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grinder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, here's your host, Marty Grinder.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the case may be. This is Marty Grinder from the Grow Group and Grinder Landscaping Company with another exciting edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. This week, we're going to talk about something I call the summer vacation test. Many of you are probably getting ready to go on a summer vacation, and this is a method for you to improve your business as well as go away in good order. I know it sounds great, right? But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since Proven Winners Plants. Love Proven Winners. They are a supporter of ours here. But beyond that, we went and sought them out because we use their plants here at Grinder Landscaping Company. They are just super plants. We thank them. But I must admit, I love their plants. Their little lamb hydrangea, which I'm showing you a picture of one right now on the YouTube version here, which is in my front yard. This is a stunning performer. It's from Belgium. And I planted this one about 15 years ago. You can see it right now. If you are on zones 3 through 9, try one and report back. Beautiful flowers, hardly any care at all. No pests that I have found. Not sure, folks, how you beat the Proven Winners Little Lamb Hydrangea. I hope you'll try one. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. The summer vacation test is something I inadvertently discovered back in 1993 after I got married. When I got engaged to my wife and we got married in July of 1993, I remember the next spring in 94, my wife said, we're going on spring break with my family. I said, well, I can't go on spring break, sweetheart. I mean, that's my busiest time of the year. She said, we are going on spring break with my family. We always do that, and you're going to have to figure it out. So like a good husband, I said, we're going on spring break. So we went on spring break. We had a little baby, Emily, who's now 31, and she was just less than a month old. We went on spring break. And I remember going and having so much anxiety about going. I mean, here I am trying to get this business off the ground. I'm 25 years old. The business is doing around close to $1 million a year. We don't really have systems in place. I'm kind of willing the thing into the wind column. So I go to leave. I do the best job I can. You know, it's chaos up until the end. I did have a cell phone so they could call me. But I did something really smart. And I don't know, I can't even remember if somebody told me to do this or if it was my natural instincts as an entrepreneur, because while I'm not a very smart guy from an academic perspective, I got a pretty good sense of business. And I gave my right-hand man at the time a notebook and a brand new pen, and I said, write down in this notebook all the things that you wish I would have shown you how to do or things that didn't get done because I didn't train or we didn't have a system in place. And I remember when I came back from that vacation, they had filled up that entire notebook and they went and bought like three others. I'm exaggerating. There were a lot of notes in the workbook. One of the funnier things that happened when I went away, I didn't leave a key to get into a particular lockbox that we had on a job site, and they had to cut the box open with an acetylene torch to get into the job. So I remember that. And gradually every year when I did that, the next year I gave a notebook to my right-hand man. I came back, there wasn't a whole lot there. Today I go away. Honestly, my phone doesn't even ring because of all the people we have in place and things that we're doing. But listen, let's be honest. After 41 years, I probably ought to have some of that stuff figured out. So don't look at me as being an amazing individual. Look at me as after year 41, this stuff should be working and let me help you grow your business, okay? Folks, you can always learn from a situation. Strategic planning, dreaming, the present, all that stuff. That's the plan, okay? A strategic plan is where we'd like to be. That's our dream. And then we have the present. The plan are the steps in between there that gets you to that. So go on vacation. The late, great Zig Ziglar said that your most productive time in your business career are the couple days before vacations. And that is so true. So I put my vacations up on my calendar And I have goals for that vacation when I go. I have things I want to get done before I get back, before I leave on vacation. I have things I want to think about when I'm on vacation. We'll talk a little bit more on that. But I use the vacation as a way to motivate. It's like a game. If I'm going on a true vacation, if my wife and I are going to visit our daughter in Connecticut, which we would consider a vacation, or if we're going to go to Napa, we like to go to Napa. If we're going to go there, then I'm careful about what I work on. I might work on something on the airplane, but I'm going to be on that vacation and I'm going to be decompressing. I'm going to use the flight for work. But aside from that, I really am only going to be doing thinking. You're not going to see me work on anything. When I go to my place in Florida, I work on all sorts of stuff. When I go down there, I will go down there with an intentional plan to work, to also enjoy myself. I'm 57 years old, folks, been doing this a long time. I don't work 80 hours a week anymore. Okay. I still work a lot of hours, but when I go there, that's a little bit different situation. So whatever you're doing, as you get ready to take a vacation, prepare. Use that time to prepare so you can go away in good order as best you can, but don't fret. This is a chance to improve, folks, and to learn and get better. That's how you need to look at this. This is an opportunity for your team and an opportunity for you. It's an opportunity for you from a very pragmatic and important perspective for you to see who your leaders are. Who's going to step up when you go away and who isn't interested in stepping up? We want the people on our team that are interested in stepping up, taking on more things, okay? So think about that. That how important that can be. You don't have to tell somebody I'm going away, and if you perform well when I go away, that will bode well from your future. Don't say that at all. You can say something as simple as, hey, Ben, these are my top three clients. I want you to drive through all three of their jobs, get out and walk them. If you see anything wrong at all, report to them, and then go in and say hello to them. Tell them I'm out of town and you're filling in for me, and just tell me what they say. See how they handle that. When you got back, did they say, yeah, I didn't have time to do that, or I forgot, or it was raining, so I couldn't do it. I mean, seriously, you couldn't get an umbrella and walk around? Like, see if somebody can embrace this. Like, do they want to do what it takes to be successful or not? So look at an opportunity when you go away to not tell someone you're going away, and how they perform is going to indicate whether or not you promote them. Give them a couple tests, see what they do. Chances are they won't realize it's a test and you'll see their true self. Now, I want to branch out here into a couple philosophies on leadership. There's three things I want you to consider about when you go to take a vacation. And this has no difference if you're doing $300,000 a year or $30 million. I think it's very practical for all of you. And I want you to think about these philosophies as it relates to your leadership and the growth of your endeavor as you're going away. Look at what an opportunity taking a vacation is, okay? Now, this is the world according to Marty, wham, but these are things that I've realized in my 41 years of business, 31 years of coaching the owners and leaders of landscaping companies, and then just my own development that I've seen in myself. Number one, Marty Grunder, and most of you, maybe all of you, are vastly overstating your value most of the time. Your team is capable of doing way more than you think they are, and often way more than even they think they are able to do. We got to show them that we believe in them. We got to give them a shot. Go away and trust them. T-R-U-S-T, trust them. Many times we need to take a chance on someone and see what is needed. You've heard me say this before on other episodes of The Grow Show powered by Steel. Would you want to work for you? When I was in my 30s, no. In my 50s, yes. I think I would want to work for me now. I really believe that. But man, this has been a lot of work. This has been coaching. This has me had people quit because they didn't like working here. I'm still learning. I'm still getting better. I don't have it all figured out. I'm not perfect. Would you want to work for you? Think about you on your best day, but more importantly, think about you on your worst day. How can you have more days that are your best days? There are three types of a workplace, folks. There's a raging river, where there's this river and you're on the raft and it's jerking you all over the place. It might be fun for a short amount of time, but I don't think anybody wants to go on a raging river for 8 hours for 8 straight days. You can't sustain that. You'd be exhausted. A workplace that has no systems, no sense of organization, no enterprise system, no systems like Aspire, no training like Greenius, no sense of organization, a vision, a mission, core values. We just kind of go everywhere. I mean, I often tell people it'd be like going into McDonald's and there was no sense of organization to them, that somebody's out in the lobby cooking the French fries and it was hot, so somebody decided to cook on the parking lot, and you're going in there and you're like, what is all this? How can we scale that? So we don't want a raging river. We also don't want a stagnant pond. It smells. There's no movement. It may look good from a distance, but the more you're in that stagnant pond, the more you realize you don't like it. And in full disclosure, about 5 years ago, I had a stagnant pond here. We didn't have any opportunity. There was no movement in and out of the company. There was no movement in the pond. If you came in here, you were hired, you liked what you saw from afar. But then once you were staying in the pond, you're like, God, that guy over there, he's been there 20 years. He's not going anywhere. That guy over there has been here 10 years. They said their sales last year were 4.5 million. They're on track to do 4.7 million. If those two men and that lady over there, if they're not growing, there's no place for me to grow. So this is a stagnant pond and I want to get out of that. Or then the last kind of workplace is a babbling brook. Think like the lazy river at Disney World or Disneyland or your Six Flags resort where there's this lazy river. You're in a pontoon boat and you're floating down the river with a drink in your hand. It's comforting. You're moving. It's pleasant. It's relaxing. You're making progress. That's what you want your workplace to be. A lazy river isn't a raging river and it's not a stagnant pond. It's the balance between the two. It's enough systems to make it lazy, but there's enough movement to not make it a stagnant pond and to make it a river. It's what we want. I really firmly believe that. So to create a lazy river, you got to be giving your people chances, okay? We assume they can't do something. You don't know what somebody can do. Give them a chance, okay? So don't overstate your value. There are all sorts of people in your organization that are capable, not probably, they are capable of doing more than what they are right now. Cast the vision, give them a shot, see what they can do. That's what we've done here at Grunder, and that's been a big part behind our growth in the last 3 years, from going from 5 million to 18 million in sales in this year, 2025. Overstating your value, stop doing that. Number two, other people have goals too, not just you. Be empathetic. Think about where you would want your kid or your wife or your husband to work. Would you want them to be working someplace where they had a chance for upward mobility, where they had a chance to accomplish more for their emotional well-being, where they had a chance to make more money and fund a college education, to buy a house, to get a new car, to take a nice vacation? I really am embarrassed to tell you this, but I don't know that I understood this till I was probably 40 years old. Other people have goals, like look around. They want the ball. They want a chance. And we don't realize that. We get too self-absorbed and focused on only what we want to do. You have goals. Your team wants goals too. You got to give them a shot. So overstating your value, your other people on your team have goals. It's not just you that's motivated. They are too. And then number three, look at a vacation as a chance to sharpen your saw. There's an old proverb that goes like this. Two lumberjacks go into the woods for a wood chopping contest. One lumberjack goes in with an axe, he turns off to the right, and he chops wood for 3 straight hours. He never lets up. All you hear from the right side of the woods is chop, 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 chop. There's $100,000 being paid to the lumberjack that comes from the woods with the most wood chopped. For 3 hours, chop, 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 chop from the right side. The left side, that lumberjack, about every 20 minutes, he stops chopping wood for 10 minutes. And you're like, oh my gosh, the guy on the right is just, oh, this isn't even going to be close. So the time expires, a lumberjack from the right side that literally did not stop chopping wood the entire 3 hours comes out of the woods with 2 wagon loads full of logs. Everybody's like, oh, well, this is hilarious. I mean, does the guy that went in on the left side, does that lumberjack even have 1 wagon full of logs? No, he comes out with 5 wagons full of logs. The crowd is unbelievable. The guy, the lumberjack on the left side gets the $100,000. They go to interview him and he says, you know, we just don't understand this. You know, and in fact, you've been accused of cheating, but the video replay shows you were not chopping wood, but when you paused every 20 minutes for 10 minutes, you were doing something rather smart. Can you tell us what you were doing? And he said, yeah, I was sharpening my axe. Okay. Now that's a proverb. It's not a true story. At least I don't think it is. But that's something that I think it's counterintuitive. We don't look at a vacation as work. And I don't know that you should look at it as work, but it is certainly an opportunity to recharge your batteries, to give you opportunities to think about stuff that maybe you haven't thought about, to spend some well-deserved and needed time with your family, okay? At the end of the day, folks, when we all go to heaven, nobody's going to sit there and say, gosh, I wish I would have worked more. They're going to say, I wish I would have spent more time with your family. Your business is a conduit that allows you to spend more time with your family, to do the things you love, to make the money that you need to fund these endeavors that you have, okay? So go take a vacation. Use that time to relax and think. We don't spend enough time doing that. But before you go, do two things. Plan. And I want you to think about two statements that I want you to make. Hopefully you're putting a vacation on and I'm getting ready to leave for 10 days here. So I have a statement in my OneNote. It says, I wish to have the following things done before I leave on vacation. And I wrote down a whole bunch of things. Some of it is business stuff that I haven't gotten done yet. I've got banking information that I need to get more clear. There's some people I need to reach out. There's some bids I need to follow up on. I literally have like 50 things I'm trying to get done in this week before I go out on vacation. And I'm crossing them off here. I even have a handwritten list of stuff I'm working on, folks. I'm getting through them. I'm being extremely productive and focused because I want to go away in good order. I don't want to go away and not be able to sleep because I forgot to do something. And I want my team to see how someone goes away on vacation. You don't go away and leave bombs for everybody to uncover that you've buried around the office. Okay. That's the one thing. The other thing I say is when I come back, I will have done this. Now, this particular vacation, I'm going to go to my place in Florida and I'm going to be working some, but I'm going to be working on strategic things. All right. I'm going to be thinking through things. Again, if I'm taking a vacation that's just family, that's one thing. If I'm doing something where I can work, I'm going to be working, but I got a whole list of things I'm going to work on that are strategic. Writing content for this Grow Show, doing some things for the Grow Group, writing up some marketing things that Emily wants me to do, okay? And I work on that stuff. And then the other thing I want you to do, 30 plus years ago when I went on vacation, I would give a paper notebook. Start a OneNote that you share with your leadership team or your right-hand man or whoever that is, maybe it's your brother, and have them enter into that OneNote, you can put it on your phone, the stuff they wish you would have told them or things they didn't know how to do or issues that came up. Hopefully you cannot look at that till you get back, but that'll be a way of figuring out what do we need to do to make this company function better without me? Because at the end of the day, your business will realize its utmost potential when you have figured out a way that it can run without you. Both of my companies, I am extremely proud to tell you, but again, this is after 41 years, run without me. I will not come back to a disaster. But I continue to work this way so that I go away in good order and that I'm setting an example for the rest of my team on how you go away on vacation and it doesn't hurt the company, but it helps them. Again, follow that leadership stuff, the three things we talked about, overstating your value. Other people have goals, not just you. They want to do exactly what you're doing. They're trying to get ahead, all right? And they really do want you to go away. They want to show you what they're capable of doing. Anybody worth their salt wants to do that, folks. All right. Don't overstate your value. Other people have goals. They want you to go away. And then finally, use that time away to sharpen your saw, to get better, to recharge your batteries, to work on something strategic. Vacations are a good thing. Learn how to use them to your advantage. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, take out your cell phone right now and text this episode to a member of your team, a fellow landscape pro, or anyone who you think might benefit from it. Thanks for joining us this week on The Grow Show. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose outdoor power equipment makes our jobs easier every day. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode and head to growgroupinc.com to learn more about our other offerings or to find more information to help your landscaping business. We'll talk to you next week.